Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm an entrepreneur obsessed with giving you actual tools to help take you from where you are now to where you want to go in your life, career, and relationships. And this podcast, it's all about real talk and having some fun as we share incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Oh girl, I'm excited that you're here because you gotta just buckle up. This is gonna be a juicy topic and I think it's really going to resonate with you because sometimes on this podcast, I say things like get out of your own damn way and like chase your dreams. Or I say like, you need to do that thing that's tugging at your heartstrings because future you's gonna be grateful. Or I just like try and like give you some oomph to go for it. But some of you have told me that when I say go for it, you get really pumped, but then you're actually like, wait, what am I going for? Because I don't know what my thing is, right? Or you know that gut feeling that you want more, but you don't know what your more is. So we're really going to dive into this topic today, and I'm so pumped about it. We're talking about finding your thing, and then I'm going to share five tangible tips that have really helped me navigate my career and different pivots that I've made that I think could be really helpful for you. But first, as you may have heard on a recent episode of this podcast, we just took on our first ever sponsor of the show. The first one in 2 years of podcasting. So you know, I did not take this decision lightly. Our episode is sponsored by Organifi. And if you're not familiar with Organifi, they're a wellness company that has a whole product suite of all of these plant-based nutrition products, super high quality ingredients. What I really love about them is everything is organic without fillers and crap. And it actually tastes good because I don't know about you, but if it doesn't taste good, I'm not drinking it. I just have one shot here. I want to drink the good stuff. And honestly, as I've started to focus a lot more on my overall health, in particular, balancing out my hormones and really just starting to think more holistically as I get older, I've started to incorporate more wellness products into my life. And Organifi is where I went to do that. So specifically, my two obsessions are the Organifi Chocolate Gold, which Sheena and I have been drinking every night for honestly like the last year or so to kind of calm down at the end of the night and have this like warm hot chocolate and just make sure that we crush our sleep. But I also have really been loving it in the morning because it tastes so freaking good. And at the time that I'm recording this episode, I have not had caffeine in 7 weeks. And I legit just cold turkey, like stopped drinking caffeine. And for some people, I don't think that that's the best choice. You can kind of gradually decrease. But now that I'm not having caffeine, I'm also really into having like a warm drink in the morning, which is why, so basically I get up in the morning, I'm having lemon water. Then I go work out. And then when I want something that's coffee-like, I'm having the Organifi Chocolate Gold Tea, or I'm having the Organifi Pumpkin Spice, which they have right now. You can go check it out, but it's a limited flavor, so I'm not sure when they're going to sell out of that. But it's a superfood like blend of tea with turmeric, magnesium, reishi mushrooms, but it doesn't taste like mushrooms. It tastes freaking good. Anyway, long story short, if you like any of their products or you want to check out everything that they have, go to the link that's in the show notes or go to Organifi.com/Keisha and use code Keisha and you get 20% off your entire order, like legit anything in the store. That's Organifi, Organifi.com/Keisha and use code Keisha for 20% off any item. And then of course, slide into my DMs if you check them out or you get something in the mail from them and you're like, holy crap, because I've had so many of you that are telling me like you're loving their products and you're so excited about them. So I love celebrating with you. Okay. Now, that being said, let's dive into the juicy juice of today's episode. And I want to set the stage here because every week in my personal development community, The Collective, I do a live Q&A coffee chat for an hour where people can ask me whatever questions that they want and I answer them all live. And then it's really cool because other women in our community can connect in the comments because it's a personal development community, which means everybody's obsessed with personal growth. And last week, Ashley, a member in The Collective community, asked this awesome question and it started this whole conversation thread in our community. And I decided I would take this question and kind of turn it into this podcast episode because I know that this is going to resonate with a lot of you. But I want to share with you her actual question because I think you're going to connect with it. She said, Keish, I'm having the tug on my heart that I want more. And all of the advice and personal development I'm finding are around this idea of like taking the leap and having confidence to follow your dreams. And I don't really need a pep talk to take the leap because I don't know what to leap to. And I can just picture you like driving down the freeway, or maybe you're doing laundry or you're in the shower or you're getting ready for work and you're just like, oh my gosh, you're shaking your head because you can connect with Ashley, right? And honestly, I just want you to know you're not alone, because there are hundreds of women in my collective community that feel this way. And we talk about this topic all the freaking time. And then there are thousands of you that listen to this podcast that I know are going to connect with that. So don't create the story in your head that you're the only one going through trying to figure out what your thing is, right? It makes sense that you might be creating this story that you're the only one, but please remember that as humans, we're wired for connection. We want to be connected. So don't create a story that you're alone. You are actually connected to other people that feel that way. And also as humans, we're wired for certainty. So if you're freaking out about the fact that you don't know what you're doing, that totally makes sense. But don't create a story that doesn't serve you and label yourself as lost or confused or behind, because those labels are not conducive to your growth, and they're definitely not going to help support you in getting where you want to go. So we got to drop those labels, and we're going to talk about this, the concept of finding your thing. And then, of course, I'm going to give you some tangible tips. So let's get on the same page with this. Why in the world are you looking for one thing? Because I just don't believe that we're ever going to have one thing, and we get ourselves so stressed out about what is my one purpose, what is my one calling, what is my one career path, what is my one thing. And when you really think about it, could you ever have imagined that you would be exactly where you are today? I'm going to go with a hell no, because I mean, honestly, these are unprecedented times. Like, we're in a global pandemic that none of us could have predicted. But beyond that, I bet you could say the same thing even before COVID, that you would have never guessed that you would be where you are today. And honestly, if you look back, I bet you're so grateful that you didn't actually pursue some of the things that you thought were your one thing, because you grew out of that dream. Or if you pursued it and you pivoted and you're in a different season now, you're probably grateful that you pivoted. I mean, when I was little, I wanted to be a mermaid. And then I wanted to be a detective, which was heavily influenced by Mary-Kate and Ashley. Like, you know, they were solving crimes by dinner time, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. Luckily, my dad worked for the Seattle Police Department. He was on the SWAT team, and he showed me and told me about what detectives actually do. And I'm like, that sounds like a lot of paperwork, and I don't have a lot of paperwork patience. But truly, there are things in your past that you're grateful that didn't happen in the way that you thought that they would, right? Even though at that moment, you thought that was your one thing that you had to do, which honestly, this is proof that you're never going to have one thing. But right now you might be stressing about what is your one thing. And there are so many sources of fulfillment in your life. If you look around, I don't believe that your career has to be your one thing. I would not be happy and fulfilled if it was only my career. It has to be so many different aspects of my life that add different layers of fulfillment. I'm trying to find all of those things that are going to encompass, and I'm constantly evolving and changing, which means I'm going to have to try things on for size, which we're going to dig into. But honestly, if you're constantly evolving and changing, you've got to squash this idea that you're ever going to have one thing for forever. Because there are going to be things in different seasons of your life and different stages of your life that you're going to be passionate about. If you're open, that can make this full, abundant, juicy life that you're obsessed with. I know women that are so freaking fulfilled that their job pays their bills and their passion is what they do on the side. And they are super freaking fulfilled. Right? So maybe that's your story, or maybe you're trying to just step into the idea that that could be your story. And that's amazing too. So humor me with these two questions. Number one, what would it feel like if you spent less time worrying about finding your thing and more time focused on building confidence in yourself and getting more self-aware? Because that's something that you can do today. I mean, you're doing it by listening to this podcast. So cheers to you. Let's clap for that. What's up, girl? And number two question, what would it feel like if leaning into curiosity was your goal? Because like we mentioned, you're never going to have one thing as a constantly evolving person. So if you're looking for one thing, you might be holding yourself back from a lot of fulfillment that you could have in the process towards getting where you want to go by pivoting and evolving constantly. And truthfully, confidence building is huge. And a lot of times we don't give ourselves credit for the work that we're doing right now that's going to actually help us build the life that we're so passionate about. Because if you're confident when you find something that you're passionate about, for sake of this example, one of your things, because of course there's going to be many, you're actually going to be more equipped to handle people's reaction to your passion, because some people will not understand why you're making that choice. You're never going to make everybody happy. Some people are not going to understand it. But if you lack confidence, you might find yourself worrying not just about failing, but more so about people watching you fail. And you might hold yourself back from doing that thing, even if you find it, if you aren't confident enough to be convicted in your own path and self-aware enough to know what you want. Right? And if you're listening to a podcast like this and you're working on building confidence and you don't know what you're passionate about, please understand that this confidence building work matters. And this is part of the path toward creating a life that you're obsessed with. So you're doing a hell of a lot better than you're giving yourself credit for. And if you think about it like you're building a foundation of your house, right? If you've got this rock solid belief in yourself and your ability to figure things out, if you're aware of how to manage your stress to the best of your ability, your emotions, and most importantly, your thoughts, when you find something that you're passionate about and someone doesn't get it, or someone doesn't support you, or you don't know how to do it because you don't know how to do anything that you're doing for the first time, or you try it and you kind of suck at first, which again is normal because we have to suck before we can get better and then we get good. And then if we really put our reps in, we get great. But regardless of what happens, you are so much more prepared to chase that thing, those things that you're going to have that come up, those passions in your life, if you have confidence. If you didn't have confidence, you wouldn't be as prepared to stay the course. So right now, that's when you've got to feel proud of yourself for the work that you're doing. Because you can choose to think that you're behind, or you can acknowledge that you're in a confidence building stage and you're getting curious and you're leaning into this and you're asking yourself the tough questions that not are pretty questions to ask, right? And that's so freaking important. And also, one other thing that I think is really powerful about being in this stage that I want to mention is when you're really focused on building confidence, when you find something that you're passionate about, you're also going to feel worthy of the success and the fulfillment that will come from it when you're doing this hard work right now, growing and gaining self-awareness, and that it's not coming easy to you. I say this on this podcast often, but easy robs you of proud, right? So if something just falls into your lap, you're not going to be as fulfilled and as excited about it than if you're working at this and you're trying to figure out what you're passionate about. You're starting to do the work to figure out who you actually are and what's going to light you up. You're going to be so proud of yourself as you're navigating this. And if you find a thing that you're excited about, but don't believe that you're worthy of success, you might hold yourself back anyway. But if you're building confidence and you remain open-minded, then girl, I think you're right where you need to be. Now, if you're right there, let's lean into question number two. What would it feel like if you leaned more into curiosity? Because you're not just going to have one thing as a constantly evolving person. So how do you lean into curiosity more? Let's dig into five tips here. Number one, I've talked about this before, but holy crap, is it the secret sauce? You got to look for problems to fix and not in a negative, you know, Nancy, Debbie Downer type of way. I mean, look for problems to fix, both big and small. Or is there something that exists that you want to do a remix on if you are an entrepreneur? Or are there things that bug you in the world today or in society that you want to be part of the change of? Whether that's something that you do on the side of a full-time job that you have, or whether that's a company that you decide to work for, or whether that's a nonprofit that you decide to start, or that's something that you're just interested in learning about because there's problems in the world that you want to fix, that can add so much fulfillment to your life. Sometimes finding what bothers us can help us feel so excited about being part of the change for ourselves and for others. And truly, that's how I've built my entire entrepreneurial career. At first, I was working in a corporate job and I didn't know what my thing was. So I decided I will start to work on my health first because I knew that I lacked confidence to actually figure out what my thing was. And I lacked the energy that comes from health to actually go spend all this time figuring it out because I was working a job that was really demanding in terms of the time constraints. So I decided I'll do a fitness program that's really freaking hard. That fitness program led me into fixing a problem for myself, getting more energy and more confidence. That led me into building a side business with that. And it turns out I fell in love with that side business, which I ended up building into a full-time business. And then I left the corporate world. And then I had this other problem where I felt like I was stuck again a couple years into building that side business and I wanted more. I was like, let me just try a podcast. What's a problem that I want to fix? I don't feel like there's enough podcasts that feel like they're come with me. I feel like a lot of them are look at me. Let me start a podcast. And from there, I was like, what's a problem that I can fix? I don't feel like enough people are in community together talking about personal growth and not just about business, because personal growth really freaking matters. Let me start a community. Let me build an entire company. So in January of 2020, I launched Chico's company. And when some of those women told me that they wanted to start a podcast, I was like, all right, girl, let me build a podcasting course. And now we've helped over 100 women launch podcasts. I looked for problems to fix. And then when people were like, we want cute merch, I was like, I'll launch a merch line. Let's go. Right? I have just been solving problems, building my entrepreneurial career. That's how I've been doing this, girl. You can do that too if you're in the entrepreneurial space. And if you're not, start looking for things that you're curious about in your life. Get more open-minded. It's not going to be one thing. It's a path toward getting you where you want to go. So start trying things out. And honestly, number two, what did you like when you were a little girl? I mentioned like jokingly that I wanted to be a mermaid, which obviously wasn't going to be my career path. But I also was really curious, which is why I wanted to solve crimes by dinner time, like Mary-Kate and Ashley. I wanted to be a detective. I also wanted to be a reporter for a second. So when I think back, I'm like, I am kind of doing some of those things. I've always been really interested in learning and connecting with people and sharing and entertaining. And those are things that have led me down this career path, because I really started to think about like, what were the things that I used to like? So were there any hobbies that you had or things that you were really curious about or, you know, activities, like things that you did that you remember being really excited about? Think back to those things that you did when you were a little girl. That can give you some clues. Or if you're following people on social media and you find yourself triggered by those people, what is it about their life that could give you something as evidence that you want to be on that path too? Instead of naysaying them, why not clap for them? Because they're a really cool way for you to get some insight on yourself, right? So when you're a little girl, but also with the things that you're noticing, start to look at things that are triggering you, because that can be helpful to give you direction, right? And that leads me to number three, which is I try things on for size, and girl, I think you should too. Because if you're doing the same thing over and over, you're hanging out with the same people who think the same thoughts in the same city, they're all your high school and your college friends, and you're having the same conversations over and over again, you're doing the same thing every weekend. Not only is that going to potentially create a kind of lukewarm life that you're bored of, but it's not going to expose you to anything new or any new ideas. So legit, whip out your calendar and put something on it that you're doing for the first time. When's the last time that you did something for the first time? Because either you like that thing, which could turn into love when you do it more often, or you don't love that thing. And that's good process of elimination, right? Or someone and some conversation that you have with someone that you maybe wouldn't normally have been talking to could honestly expose you to something that you're passionate about. But if you're choosing to live the same life over and over again and expect different results, that's legit the definition of insanity. Don't do that to yourself, girl. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to the little girl that you were when, you know, back in the day, who had big dreams. What were her big dreams? Start trying things on for size for her. It doesn't have to be the stressful thing. It can be fun. It can be exciting. You get to choose a label of your emotion in pursuit of figuring out what your things are. Again, let me emphasize that that's plural, things. You're not just going to have one thing. Number four, because I'm getting heated about number three, right? Number four. Gain exposure to other ways of life. Talk to some more strangers. Seriously, consume different types of content. Maybe even from people that don't think the way that you think, right? Reach out to that person on LinkedIn who is doing something that you want to be doing. Reach out to that girl on Instagram, right? Take some online courses. There's so many freaking online courses right now. Just start looking for things that you're kind of curious about. Even if you're like, I don't really know if I could do that for 10 years. Maybe you think about, could I be interested in this right now? Could this lead me down towards a path? You got to start trying these things on, right? You've got to expose yourself to different things that maybe you haven't been exposed to yet. If you're mildly curious, try that out. Right? If someone says something that you're kind of interested in, go down that path. You're constantly going to be evolving. So the things that you didn't care about 2 years ago, I did not give a crap about hormones 2 years ago, you guys. But now we're about 2 years out from thinking about having kids. I learned I had a hormonal imbalance. I was like, let me cut caffeine. Let me figure out what I want to do. Let me figure out how to support my health. Let me make this a priority. Now I'm listening to all these podcasts about hormones, right? Which I never would have expected. Things that like content of people that didn't think like me because I didn't know all of this language around hormones, right? So start thinking about that, that leading down passion, like these curiosity paths can give you this passionate, excited life. And number five, which is so important, start something and detach from it having to be the forever thing. Because sometimes I think we get a lot of anxiety that's like, okay, if I start this, what if I don't like it? And someone actually just DM'd me. I'm forgetting her name right now, but she was, if you're listening to this, you're going to know who you are. She wants to start a cookie shop. And she's like, Keisha, like, I don't know. Like, what if I start this cookie shop and I don't like it? Like, what's your advice around starting this cookie shop? And I was like, girl, how are you going to know if you don't like it or if you do like it, if you don't start it? And I'm not saying you need to buy a franchise brick and mortar shop, but start selling your cookies and see if you like the idea of making cookies and selling them, because that's how you're going to know. You're not going to think your way out of this. You're going to have to take action. Action gives you clarity. It makes you excited. So honestly, start the blog and either you love it or you don't. I started a blog when I turned 27 and I was like, this is my first blog episode. And then I literally never did a blog again. Will I revisit that in the future? Maybe, but I didn't love it. So I just stopped. I started a podcast almost 2 years ago and I freaking love it. I've done 2 episodes every single week for the last 2 years. Right? So start that Etsy shop, start that side hustle just for the freaking hell of it. Right? Again, you love it or you learn. And that matters too. Rather than focusing on finding the thing, find direction, build a passionate life. It doesn't just have to be your career, despite what everybody and their cousin says on social media. You have to take the leap, chase your dreams. It's also about chasing your dreams of having a passionate life. Because remember, you and only you are the one that is responsible for making your dreams a reality, which means even if you don't know what your dreams are, that tug at your heart, that feeling in your stomach, like in your gut, is not something that we wish away right now or choose, because it's always a choice, to get frustrated by. That's your body telling you, girl, pay attention. You are on the right track. You just got to make this process more fun. You got to keep going. You got to keep evolving. You've got to keep pivoting. And you've got to tell yourself stories about this season that actually serve you. You've got to give yourself labels, not like I'm lost, I'm confused, I'm stuck. You're not stuck. If you're listening to a podcast like this and you're trying things out and you're getting curious, this stage matters. You're building confidence. You're getting conviction in yourself. You're building character. You're getting more self-aware. Girl, you're crushing it. So keep after it. Keep putting your reps in and build a life that you're obsessed with. It's not going to look like what you planned, because you're going to find one thing and that's going to lead you down a different direction. And that is what the juiciness of life is all about. I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years, but I know because I'm open-minded, I'm willing to pivot, I'm going to build confidence along the way, I'm going to try things out, and if they don't work, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm going to say, awesome, I got some good feedback. Let's keep going. We're in this together forever. Please let me know if this episode hit home with you, and I will talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening in. If you love this episode, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with a girlfriend. Like, send it to her right now or post it on social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me get the message out. I am so freaking grateful to be on this journey with you, girl. So until next time, I'll talk to you soon.